Every Wednesday on Current State, we bring you Neighbors in Action, a look at an area organization working to make Greater Lansing a better place. St. Vincent Catholic Charities has been helping refugees resettle in Lansing since the 1970s. To date, more than 17,000 refugees have been resettled in the area. For the past few years, St. Vincent has averaged resettlement of approximately 600 refugees a year. Next year, they're being asked to accept closer to 700, including a number of Syrians seeking a safe place to live. With me today, Judy Harris, Refugee Resettlement Director at St. Vincent Catholic Charities, and Aya Turki, Case Manager at St. Vincent and a Tunisian refugee. Judy, Aya, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judy, you're expecting to resettle about 130 refugees just this month, I understand. That's the largest number you've had in a given month over the last 10 years?
Yes, we are very busy right now.
And where are they coming from?
This month, mostly from Somalia, Sudan, Congo, Iraq, Burma, Bhutan. I think those are the main places, yeah.
With the ongoing civil war in Syria, are you expecting Syrian refugees in the near future?
Yes. We've been told that over the next year, which our year starts on October 1st, we should expect up to about 100 Syrian refugees. Mm.
These resettlement numbers are planned through what's called a presidential determination. How does the process of determining where to place refugees? How does that work?
Well, through the presidential determination, it's decided how many refugees will be coming, and it's the U.S. Department of State, which works with the United Nations overseas. Bios of refugees are collected overseas. They're sent here every Wednesday in Washington, D.C. The nine voluntary agencies that resettle refugees go through each of these bios and pick them. It's kind of a round robin. So they'll have a bio that says, oh, we have an Iraqi family of five. Who can take them? And so the different voluntary agencies choose them. If the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, when they choose their stack of bios, they bring them back to their office, and then they determine where they're going to go in their resettlement network.
Aya Turki, you yourself are a refugee from Tunisia. You lived in Turkey for a while before being resettled here. What was your resettlement experience with St. Vincent like?
For me, St. Vincent, since the first day, since the airport pickup, when I came here, I found somebody from St. Vincent waiting for me. They everything was ready, the house, the furniture in the house. And then they even give me a check to buy food. And then they explain, they give me the pass to just move around the Lansing. And then the thing that I like it, that in every step, they give you orientation. So they teach you how to do things by yourself, because they cannot be with you all your life. So they try to teach you, to train you, to do orientations, to give you knowledge. So you can be self-sufficient and you can stand by your own feet.
The aim is independence then, or increasing independence.
Exactly.
Yeah. How long have you been here, Aya?
Exactly 1 year and 9 months. So almost 2 years.
And how about that? Not that long. So you came here from Turkey.
Yes.
And before that, you grew up in Tunisia.
Yes.
What did you think of Lansing when you arrived here?
The first day, I was shocked by the snow, and I couldn't see everything. Everything was like white. I couldn't see the beauty of the city. And then I was like, "What's this? Where is the city?" Everything was white. And then the spring started, because I came in January, and then in March, it was like coming out, the city, the beauty, and then I like it. And the most thing that I like about Lansing is people. They are so friendly. They don't make you feel that you are a stranger. They make you feel comfortable.
Tell us a little bit about life. How long were you in Turkey?
13 years.
Can you talk to us a little bit about your 13 years in Turkey and prior to that, your life in Tunisia?
Actually, it was not direct from Tunisia to Turkey. I had two steps between.
You were in Syria as well, correct?
I was 1 year in Libya, and then I went to Syria, and then I went to Turkey in 2000 in Turkey. So it was like every time starting over and over from zero when I went to Libya and then I was working and then I had to leave and go to Syria and then start over from zero and then go to Turkey. When I first go to Turkey, I didn't know any Turkish. And in Turkey, nobody speak other language than Turkish. Mm. Everything is Turkish. So you have, so the first 2 years was like very hard for me. But then I learned Turkish and then I start my life. But the laws are very difficult in Turkey. They don't accept any refugees outside Europe. They just accept people from Europe. So for you, it will be like, you are a guest for 13 years, but not wanted guest. They don't want you. Mm. So it was like threat every day for me that I'm still in Turkey. Yeah, it was very hard.
You felt threatened?
Yes, because they can just, it's not like US, no police stand you and want from you identity if you don't do anything. In Turkey, even if you are in your house, police can came and just want you to give your identity, your proof. I didn't have anything. So I was,
Vulnerable.
For me, it was every new morning, for me, it was a chance. And I felt lucky that I'm still in Turkey.
Aya Turkey is a case manager at St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing. She is also a Tunisian refugee. We're also joined by Judy Harris, Refugee Resettlement Director at St. Vincent. When we say resettle, Judy, what exactly does that mean? What's involved in resettling a person or a family?
Well, we usually get an arrival notice about 2 weeks before somebody arrives. And at that point, we start, we assign a case manager and we start looking for housing for that person or for that family. We identify housing. We're able to fill the house with furniture and household goods. A lot of the furniture and household goods are donations from the community of Lansing because people here do want to help. Then we pick up the family at the airport. We bring them to their new home. We give them a hot meal because we know that people are tired and they usually don't eat on the plane. And then we start the education. Like Aya was saying, we do a lot of orientation and education to help people understand the systems here. We take them to the grocery store, show them how to do that. We enroll them in school. We start helping them with their health screenings, and we just get them going, and then we start looking for jobs for them. As soon as all their documents come in, we start trying to find jobs.
Mm-hmm. What was the biggest obstacle you faced here in Lansing, Aya?
Actually, I didn't say face any obstacles for me because I knew English, some English, so it was easy for me, and I didn't feel alone since the first day. I felt like I have
Because of St. Vincent?
Yeah, organization that has my back. Whatever I need, they're going to help me. So I didn't face any obstacles. If you allow me,
sure.
I just, for St. Vincent Catholic Charity or for Lowe's, resettlement is what she explained. But for us as a refugee, resettlement is a new life, a new hope, and a new chance, and mostly a dignity. Because the three countries that I live, for sure, I had work, but you feel like always you are 10 grad person. But when you come to Lansing, since the first day, you feel your dignity, they give you back your dignity and you feel you are a person like any other person. So
you've got to be heartened by that description.
Yeah, that's the best. That's really what we want.
I am heartened by it, just to know that.
And I hadn't heard this from Aya before, so this really makes me feel good. And I hope that all of our clients come in.
We should have them all on the radio and have them tell you how they feel. Aya, I have to ask you one other question here. The Arab Spring began in Tunisia.
Yes.
You weren't living there at the time. But how did you feel when you heard about what was happening there?
First time, I was so happy that finally my people stand up and say no for the first time. Because actually Tunisians, they don't like fight. They try always to resolve problems by speaking and they are patient. But when it's over for them. So I was happy because for me, it was since 97, since Zine El Abidine took the power. It was very hard, and we just like waiting. It's gonna change, but by itself, but it doesn't. So I was happy first time. And then when it started in Libya, I was like, oh my God, it's gonna start like become a third Iraq or a second Iraq. So I was scared. Mm-hmm. But thanks God, nothing happened in my country. And I hope it will be good for the other's country too.
Have you stayed connected with anyone in Turkey or Tunisia or the other
Unfortunately,
places?
All my family are in Europe, in France. My mother died on 2011. So I don't have actually nobody from my family in Tunisia, but I have friends, yes. And Facebook, like, make you be connected with everybody.
Thank goodness for social media. How can the Lansing community help refugees, Judy? What can the ordinary person do to play a constructive role here?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who do want to help refugees, and they're seeing a lot in the media right now about what's happening in Europe, and they want to help. There's a lot that we can do. We have volunteers who come. Sometimes they're mentors, so they'll be connected with a family, and they can help that family navigate the systems here. We take donations all the time of the furniture and the household goods for folks. We also take monetary donations if somebody wants to help a family pay their rent 1 month just to help, you know, get them through a transition or help them pay some of their other bills. There's a lot of different things that people can do to help.
And you now work as a case manager at St. Vincent, Aya. Talk about your work there.
Actually, we try, as Judy explained, we try to be with the client since the first day to help him, to give him orientation and mm-hmm. to be with him, to teach him how to ride the bus, how to go to shopping, how, of course, the paperwork too, how to get his food stamp, his Medicaid. Even we have a special group for the health department. They are with them since the first day to do the immunization, mm-hmm. the screening, and to teach them how to go to the doctor, how here it works, everything. So, yeah. It's like being a second family for the refugees.
Mm. We've been speaking with Refugee Resettlement Director at St. Vincent Catholic Charities, Judy Harris, and Aya Turkey, a Tunisian refugee and a case manager at St. Vincent. Judy and Aya, continued success. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us at KAR Current State. And please tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.